This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha and welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. Now, as COVID-19 restrictions ease across states, Hollywood studios are preparing themselves for an exciting summer in India, given that these films could start releasing before some of the big-ticket Hindi movies in theatres. The recent success of Spider-Man No Way Home has proven India's appetite for large-scale American spectacles, especially among younger audiences. Titles like The Batman, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Top Gun Maverick, and Jurassic World Dominion are slated for the coming months. In 2021, English language films earned about 400 crore in India. Overall, Hollywood has taken its share of Indian box office to 22% in the past few years. Trade experts point out that southern states are the biggest markets for Hollywood films in India, followed by Maharashtra. The dubbed versions of Spider-Man had gotten much traction in their Tamil and Telugu versions, alongside major local offerings in these states this December, given that these territories are traditionally known for much higher footfalls than North India. T-Series, India's largest music label, which has been aggressive in Hindi film production over the past few years, is now diversifying into making web originals, a segment witnessing stupendous growth driven by online content consumption. The Bhushan Kumar-owned company has partnered with writers and directors like Anand L. Rai, Anubhav Sinha, Nikhil Advani, Hansal Mehta, Sanjay Gupta, Bijoy Nambiar, Supan S. Varma, Mikhail Musale, and Soumendra Padhi for a slate of projects including action thrillers, biopics, and murder mysteries, among other genres. As far as new web offerings go this week, Netflix is streaming Loop Lapeta, starring Tapsee Pannu and Tahir Raj Bhasin, directed by Akash Bhatia. This quirky, trippy film can be an insane amount of fun in its best parts. Bhasin particularly gets a firm grip on his slimy character and is unapologetically ruthless. A treat to watch. Meanwhile, Sony Liv is streaming Rocket Boys that sees Jim Sarg and Ishwak Singh play Homi Bhabha and Vikram Sarabhai. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.